In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk a little bit of baseball. We'll be joined by Dan Hayes. He is the beat writer for the Minnesota Twins. He covers the team for The Athletic. The Royals, as you know, they are in a series with the Minnesota Twins. They are in a race for the, I guess, division, wild card, they're in a race with the Minnesota Twins. All right, let me play this story for you guys really quickly. I want to play this because our dear friend Rob recently got married. Congratulations to you, Rob. Recently got back from his honeymoon. Happy to have Rob back. I went to Rob's wedding, and let me tell you, it was a beautiful ceremony. They had it in a nice venue. Everybody looked nice. Everybody was very friendly. He had a DJ. The DJ was hyping people up. He did like a Chicago Bulls intro. And now it was great. Rob's family, great. They had his and her drinks, open bar. They had a little buffet, food, little steak. Oh, it was a great time. You want to know how much it was for me? I didn't pay. It was free. If Rob had told me that I would have had to pay to go to his wedding, the next question would have been how much? And if he had told me the number that this gentleman said earlier today as I was searching the internet, I would have said, Rob, hey, I'll see you at work, big dog.
So me and my fiance, we are getting married, right? And to be a part of our wedding, you have to pay $450 for a ticket. And that's for each guest. So we invited friends and family to our wedding. Tell me why everybody that we invited has declined the invitation. We already have spent almost close to $200,000 on the wedding. We have already pre-ordered the cake. We already put down a deposit for the venue. We've already got the wedding dress, everything. We pay for everything for the wedding, DJ, photographer, everything for the wedding. And what I don't understand is that y'all spend more money on stupid stuff, but you can't come out to support your family and your friends at a wedding. Like, tell me if I'm wrong. Is we wrong? Let me know. Because y'all pay for tickets, Beyonce tickets, $1,000 tickets. Y'all going to go meet Chris Brown for $1,000-something, but when it comes to your friends and your family, you can't pay the ticket. Like, these weddings ain't cheap. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't get it.
No, I get it. I'm here to tell you, why are you spending $200,000 on your wedding? Now, I don't know what Rob paid for his wedding. That ain't none of my business to know. It's Rob's business to know. I didn't ask for all of this stuff. You asked for all of this stuff. It's your wedding. This ain't a restaurant where you can now pass the cost on to your customers. That ain't how this is. Why is your wedding that much money? Why is your wedding a 4-year education at a college? Tell me that. Beyonce, I went to the Renaissance tour. It was way better than your wedding's going to be. I promise you, certainly better musical guest. That sounds like a you problem. We got to start getting back to telling people that some things are a you problem. If you drop $200,000 and now you're trying to figure out a way to pay for this thing, maybe you should have just had a cheaper wedding. I'd have been cool if Rob had had his wedding in a nice church. We go, we celebrate, and then afterwards, Rob's like, hey, we rented out this place. Everybody pay for your own meal. I'd have been happy to do that. I'm there to celebrate you guys, to celebrate your nuptials, to support you because you my man. For $400, Rob, I'll see you at work. I'll see you at work. We can go eat another time. We can go drink another time. You know what? Why don't I take you and Caroline out and it'll be less than $400 for me to do that. We can have a great time. This man is ridiculous. $400? I wouldn't go to my sister's wedding for $400. I've seen you enough. You know what? I'll see your husband at Christmas time. $400? Something's wrong with that individual. You're sick is what you are. I'm happy none of your friends and family want to come to this thing. I hope you spend the rest of your life paying off this wedding. That's what I really hope. I hope you spend the remainder of your days trying to pay off this wedding. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I literally would never do that to guests. Don't get me wrong. Weddings are expensive. His 200,000 number, he must be having quite the wedding. Like, they're expensive. The old pocketbook takes a little bit of a hit when you have a wedding. Don't get me wrong, but to charge people, this ain't tickets to the AFC title game. This ain't, hey, do you want to see the Royals in the World Series again in Game 7? That's an event someone's going to drop $450 to come to. Your friends and family that will see you after the event are not paying $450. Nope. And I would blame no one for not paying. Like, he called it like, you guys can get tickets to that. Why don't you get tickets to this? You're not a ticketed event.
Then he named Beyonce. Like, bro, I mean, you paid to go to the Eras Tour. Why didn't you pay to come to my wedding? What are you talking about? That's the kind of production you giving me? Because I don't know about you. When I paid for the Renaissance Tour, I got a much better show than the one you're going to provide me. I think I know what's going to... I know exactly what songs you're going to play during the event. I know what words are going to be said. I wouldn't pay that. Somebody said, C-Dot, would you pay $450 to go to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wedding? That's a little different, man. I think, you know what?
That's also a different question.
Yeah, I might do that.
Let's say you got invited and the invite said, you owe us $450.
I still might pay it. I still might pay it. Hey, Taylor, you take Venmo? Taylor, you got a Cash App? Because I will send you the $450. Do I get a plus one, too? I get two tickets for this thing? That's an event I would pay $450 for. I'll 100% pay for that. You know who all else is going to be there at the wedding? It ain't just going to be them two at the wedding. It's going to be a lot of people. You tell me Blake Lively going to be there? Yeah, I'll pay the $450.
What would you pay to have Nick put you at Joy Taylor's table for his wedding?
Why do you got to bring that up, bro?
That's one of the weddings you went to this summer.
Okay, I'm just asking why
it's
do you have to bring that up?
It's a thing that happened, and I'm saying if Nick said, hey, I'll put you at Joy's table, but you owe me X amount, what's the number?
Okay, but I'm just saying, why are you reminding me? That wasn't a fun 45 minutes for me. I'm the only one sitting directly in the sun. The sun is beating down on me. It's right in my face. I'm at a table. I don't know anybody else at my table. And then I see just across from me, I see Joy Taylor and Danny Parkins just laughing it up. Ha ha ha, kikiing like they're old pals. I'm over there just lonely by myself. Then, you know, when everybody's done eating and we all come back together, everybody coming up to me, Pony, Mike Meltzer, why weren't you at our table? Great question. I don't know why I wasn't over there, Mike Meltzer. Why don't you ask Nick Wright? Ask him why I wasn't at this table with you guys and Joy Taylor. That's where I wanted to be. I forgot all about that till you reminded me. I had moved on with my life, but no. No, you had to remind me of that being the case.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.